villancicos de autores judíos.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
Hace pocos años, el actor estadounidense Ben Stein dijo que posiblemente no haya quien disfrute más de las Navidades en Estados Unidos que los judíos, sin las tensiones familiares ni decepciones por los regalos que pueden sufrir los cristianos. El amor está en el ambiente y eso, para un pueblo acostumbrado durante siglos a sufrir persecuciones y matanzas en las fiestas de otras religiones, es una bendición, declaraba.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. With every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white.
Quizás ese espíritu o el mero interés comercial por unas músicas muy rentables a largo plazo han inspirado a más de un compositor y letrista judío norteamericano a dedicar algunas composiciones a esta festividad no judía. Y más desde que Irving Berlin, nacido en 1891 como Israel Baline, triunfara con sus Blancas Navidades, White Christmas, que estamos oyendo en su interpretación más conocida internacionalmente en la voz de Bing Crosby. Tanto el autor de la música, Walter Kent, como uno de los coautores de la letra de Estaré en casa por Navidad, I'll be home for Christmas, junto a Kim Gannon, Buck Rahm, eran judíos. Estos creadores quisieron repetir el éxito de Irving Berlin y sus Blancas Navidades con la voz de Bing Crosby en una grabación que salió al mercado en plena Segunda Guerra Mundial y que les traemos en la voz de otro inmortal, Elvis Presley. En 1945, el tándem de autores judíos formados por Mel Torme y Bob Wells compuso The Christmas Song, Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire, algo así como Las castañas se asan al fuego. El mismo año, otro tándem de enorme éxito, el formado por Sammy Cahn y Jules Stein, compuso Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Que nieve, que nieve, que nieve, que oímos en la versión de Danny Martin. Thank you.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Man, it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought me some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. And the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you'd love me so, let it snow and snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really grab me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. Oh, the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Los autores judíos de villancicos, como John Ellen Javits, intentaron centrarse en los aspectos menos religiosos de la Navidad. Ejemplo de ello es este Santa Baby, que grabó originalmente Irza Kit en 1953 y luego popularizaron Madonna en 1987 y Kylie Minogue en esta versión.
Baby, forgot to mention. mention one little thing, a ring. I don't mean on the phone, answer baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight.
El compositor de Sleigh Ride, Paseo en Trineo, Leroy Anderson, no era judío, pero sí el letrista Mitchell Parish. Seguramente reconocerán la melodía que interpreta Amy Grant como típico fondo musical de los centros comerciales en estos días.
With you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, let's go. Let's look at the show. We're riding in a wonderland of snow. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, it's grand. Just holding your hand. We're gliding along with the song of a wintry fairyland. Our cheeks are nice and rosy and comfy, cozy are we. We've snuggled close together like two birds of a feather would be. Let's take that road before us and sing a chorus or two. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. You. There's a birthday party at the home of Farmer Gray. It'll be the perfect ending of a perfect day. We'll be singing the songs we love to sing without a single stop. At the fireplace where we'll watch the chestnuts pop. Pop, pop, pop. There's a happy feeling nothing in this world can buy. When they pass around the coffee and the pumpkin pie, it nearly be like a picture print by Korea and Ives. These wonderful things are the things we remember all through our lives. These wonderful things are the things we remember all through our lives.
Sleigh bells jingling, ring ting tingling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you.
Yoo-hoo!
Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, let's go. Let's look at the show. We're riding in a wonderland of snow. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, it's grand. Just holding your hand. We're gliding along with the song of a wintry fairyland. Nice and rosy and comfy, cozy are we. We've snuggled close together like two birds of a feather would be. Let's take that road before us and sing a chorus or two. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. It's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Se nos quedarán por falta de tiempo muchos famosos villancicos estadounidenses en el tintero. Silver Bells de Jay Livingston y Ray Evans, ambos judíos que lo compusieron en 1951 para una película de Bob Hope. There's No Place Like Home for the Holidays, No hay sitio como el hogar para las vacaciones, de Bob Allen y Al Stillman. We Need a Little Christmas, Necesitamos una pequeña Navidad, de Jerry Herman, o A Holly Jolly Christmas, Una alegre Navidad de abeto, de Johnny Marks, autor también de Rocking Around the Christmas Tree, rocanroleando alrededor del árbol de Navidad, y de Rudolph, the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Rodolfo, el reno de la nariz roja, con el que nos despediremos deseando a todos los cristianos del mundo unas felices Navidades.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen.
But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say,
Rudolph, with your nose so bright,
how the reindeer loved me as they shouted out with glee. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Yeah.